And we are live. It is the 1st of September for you, Isma, the first day of spring. For us, we are entering autumn. And it certainly feels very cold and wet here in Kleeborg. Studio One of the Voice Pavilion. Welcome, Isma, in Campo Grande. How are you today?
If I'm not wrong, we didn't have any rain in August. And now, September 1st, we are having the first rain in almost 10 a.m. I think it's very nice. I suppose that you can wet our soil, our street, and become our air better to breathe because it was very dry.
Okay. All right. So we are going to kick off the mindset month. So Fruit Loop and I have decided that this month we are going to discuss the big, big topic of mindset with all the community members. And our topic today, Isma, is letting go to grow. So maybe you have had a certain opinion or belief, and you have experienced things, or you have read something where you think, well, maybe my opinion is wrong. We don't know. Can you have a wrong opinion? Can you have a wrong belief? So to start off this discussion, Isma, can you think of one belief that you have carried for many, many years? Or maybe you have worn it like some armor, like a bulletproof vest, or some metal armor that knights wore in the Middle Ages. Can you think of one belief that you have carried for many, many years, but now you're beginning to question this belief? And are you thinking, well, maybe it's not quite right anymore, or I need to change my thinking?
I suppose there are some, but I will start with this one. I was educated as a Christian. I don't know the name in English. I received the first sacrament in a Catholic church, but I didn't the second, and I wasn't even married in a Catholic church because it is one of its sacrament as well. And I suppose that in the last maybe 15 years, I have been thinking about the God's existence. But you know, I didn't decide if I really believe that God doesn't exist or it exists. Sometimes I think it exists, and sometimes doesn't. And I think it's something that disturbed me a little, because even if God doesn't exist, if you believe that exists a superior being ruling all the world, I think your life becomes better. And I it's a subject that disturbed me a little. In fact, I would like to believe very much in God, and my life would be easier, I suppose. But isn't a subject that I can discuss even with my family members, how I think about. The only one person that I can discuss these subjects freely is with Frank, because maybe Frank is some steps ahead of me about this.
So what made you start thinking about this topic, whether God exists or not?
For example, many people say, oh, if you be an honest person, if you work hard, you succeed in life and you get everything you need. It's not true because, as you know, I worked for more than 30 years. I have a pension that is enough to pay my bills. And eventually, if I have time and other items that is necessary to have a trip, I can have a budget trip to United States or Europe. But I met many people that didn't have the same intellectual condition, the same good character as I think I have, and some of them are in a better and some of them are in a worse condition than mine. And who rules? If you be a successful person in life, not only in the materialistic side of your life, but about our character, about our behavior, and about our relationship with any other person in family or outside our family. I think it's not something that I can attribute that is God that decide what will happen or not will want to happen. For example, my father was a good man and he died very young. He was 43. And I have seen so many bad people that lived 70, 80, or 90 years. I think it's not something that it can, what you can say as just seeing life. For example, as I mentioned sometimes before, we have much corruption in Brazil and some very rich people that they become in an honest way, way or not. And in my city, we have a 1 million inhabitant city. We have at least 5,000 homeless. And São Paulo, where we have maybe 12 million, not the metropolitan area, but São Paulo City, 12 million. And I heard that you have more than 30,000 homeless. And where is the justice in the world? How can God make justice for us? Do all people that are sick, all people that are starving, we have almost 1 billion people starving in the world. Do they deserve living on the streets? Do they deserve being hungry? I don't have an answer for that. It's difficult for me to decide if God exists or it doesn't exist.
I suppose the question is not whether God exists or not. The question is more, why are you comparing your life with that of others who have different experiences? Who have a different way of thinking, and instead focus on the progress that you made in your life. If you remember our conversation last week, the 12-year-old Isma went through life to the 24 years to the 64-year-old Isma. And the question is, somebody was responsible for the mistakes, the failures, the good things, the fantastic things that happened in your life that could have been you, that could have been God. We don't know. But comparing your life with that of other people's, I think that might be the dangerous part, because they have lived in different environments, have had different experiences that are not comparable to yours. So just focus on your life from beginning till now and into the future.
But I think in this point is a dilemma. Sometimes I think I have lived many things that I think I deserved more, and sometimes I think I deserved less.
So, in other words, you were rewarded for some good things and you were not so well rewarded for other things, and you were not rewarded for a whole host of other
Yeah, that's
things.
what
Okay.
come to
So,
my mind.
can you explain some of the good things for which you were rewarded? Can you describe these? What happened?
I sometimes say that too. The best way to categorize a person is not how much they know, how much they have of material things, or their social or professional status, but if they have a good or a bad character, I think this is the best way to value or not value someone.
Okay, but you're going back to other people, so I could now say, Isma, you have a bad character. Is that true? I should think not.
When I consider my external character, what I do for people, what I do for my society, I think I'm a good character.
Okay.
But when I have some good feelings, I think, oh, I'm a bad person. Imagine if I act how I'm feeling or how I'm thinking about this situation.
So you are constantly overly critical about yourself, yeah?
Yes. And that's one point that I would like to be a little different. I wouldn't like to be so critical, not only about myself, but about other people as well.
So how do you think the existence of God could resolve this problem?
Maybe God could made me less critical about other than myself.
Okay. How's that? How is God going to do that?
I don't know, because I don't know the complete role and potential of God.
Okay. So not going down the road whether God exists or not, because that is a very personal decision that people have to make for themselves. But you have identified a problem, a situation with which you are unhappy. You are overly critical towards yourself, and you are overly critical of other people. Now, you could go to God, but you don't see a solution in that. It does not mean that God can or cannot exist. It simply means that you have gone to the wrong person. So, if that is not an option, you do not find a solution or an answer to your question, then you have to go to somebody who can help you answer these questions. And who could this person be?
No one can help me because I can see the problem, but no one can help me because it doesn't work if I decide from tomorrow or even from today on, I will be less critical. It doesn't work.
No,
It
of course
doesn't
it
depend.
no, it
It
doesn't
doesn't
work.
depend on me.
Exactly. It doesn't depend on you because you need to go and speak with somebody who can help you be less critical.
I think that that person doesn't exist or a professional. It doesn't exist. I think there is no one who can help me.
How do you know that? There are 8 billion people on this planet, Isma. You are
Because
one
something.
person with one problem. Are you telling me that one person of these 8 billion people on this planet cannot help you?
It's something that is inside of me. If I can extract this and throw it away, how can other person can help me? I think it's unrealistic.
There are people who are professionally trained to help you answer these questions.
Are you saying a psychologist?
I'm not saying anything, you just said it.
Around 20 years ago, when I broke up a relationship with my second common-in-law partner, I felt very destroyed, and I don't know if it was she that recommended me to go to a psychologist. And I went to an officer of some professional, and I realized that they can't help people.
So you went to
You
one. You went to one.
no, I have to been to someone else, maybe two more. For different, at least one of them for different proposal. And I think it's the same. The last one, she knew me, and when she met me on the street, she behaved as she
Recognized you or knew you.
hadn't
She
recognized me, and
ignored you.
I worked before I went to her office. I knew her, and I asked myself, how can anyone so proud of herself or something similar to that and behave like that can help someone else to solve their problem?
There are several answers to that, but let's just go back to that. So you came out of, just let me reconstruct this. You came out of a relationship. You or your partner had ended this relationship, and she advised you to go and see a specialist. And you went to several specialists and gave up after the second or third specialist. Why did you give up?
But I have some other example. I have lived
No,
where.
let's stay with this example because I'm leading you to a particular point. Why did you give up?
I had another health problem. It's a neurological problem. I have a kind of diseasedness and some heartache that I have been feeling for more than 10 years. I have been to more than half dozen doctor, and they didn't know what I have. Maybe you can say, oh, you have been only to six. Maybe you can go to 20.
There is there is one way of looking at this, yeah. So at the moment, you if you've had a an issue, a problem, you had the option of turning to God and in some way communicating with God and asking for help, and he did not deliver because you don't know whether God exists or not. You went to specialists, you went to people who you could, who could solve or who you thought could solve this problem or a problem. And for some reason, you gave up because you saw that they could not solve the problem. Now, there two things could have happened. Either you did not explain the problem clearly, or they did not understand the problem clearly because they were not trained, or they did not listen, or they did not do something to help you solve your problem. Yeah. At some point, you give up because you think that nobody can solve your problem. Now, there are people who will say, and I have to frame this very carefully, yeah, there are people who will say that this is God's way of telling you that you should continue trying. And when you have found somebody, that it is God's way of telling you that you have finally found some success in solving your problem. So the difference in thinking is you can turn to God and be passive and say, help me. If there is some help, it is usually considered a miracle, and the word miracle already carries a lot of symbolism and weight. But if you take responsibility for your own actions and keep pushing and keep trying and keep believing and hoping, one day you might be successful. And then you can build the bridge, or one can build the bridge. I'm not saying you should, but one can build the bridge and say, well, I had a battle I had a problem. I fought for the solution. And my reflection, my experience, my belief, my hope brought me to the right person. And then, if I believe in the existence of God, I can say that God helped me find the right path. But that was my doing and not God's doing. I just had the belief in God or some greater metaphysical being, and I had the belief in myself. And that is what pushed me and what eventually brought me to success. So the question is whether God or exists or doesn't exist. It could become irrelevant because at the end of the day, it is your own actions or lack of actions which make you successful or unsuccessful. And then you can embody or embed that into a greater belief if you so wish. But that, of course, is your individual choice.
I think that some things happen by chance. For example, I still talking to psychologists. I've met maybe, I would say, more than five psychologists that I didn't have a professional relationship with them. I had a social relationship, and all of them, in my opinion, had more problems than me. How could I ask, for example, if I didn't have them as my social circle, ask them for help, if I could notice that they have a more complicated life, and they didn't have solution for their problems than mine.
There is actually there was a television series on one of the French networks about the life of a psychologist, how a psychologist has to listen to everybody else's problems and he has to take on board everybody else's problems. Now, they are trained to probably be professional and to step away from, to have a certain distance, a professional distance, from their patients. But there comes a point where maybe it becomes very difficult for the psychologist to keep this professional separation. If it becomes too emotional, if it becomes too emotional, then of course it becomes dangerous territory. And for that, psychologists have, and psychiatrists, etc., they have backup teams. So they, in turn, go to a colleague who may be even seen more senior and more experienced, and they, in turn, talk about these issues with the more senior psychologist. Yeah. So there is actually a structure in place to help psychologists in the front, at the front line, deal with the problems that they have to deal with if it gets too complicated. Now, no, after you, after you.
Sometimes when I have a problem, I'm saying physical problem, I go to the doctor to say to myself that I didn't do anything, but I don't believe that they won't solve my problem. Because till now, any doctor solve definitely any health problem that I had. They have given me some medicine to decrease the pain I had, or maybe to improve a little bit. But any doctor never solve any problem I take to them.
You were a dentist for a long time, weren't you?
Yeah, and I made many mistakes with my patients, and I had many situations that I didn't work how to solve. But when I didn't, I told them, I don't know how to do this. I damaged someone of them, but I never hide myself. For example, in some situation, and I realized that I made mistakes, I gave their money back, or I told them that I would recommend another professional and I will pay for expenses. It's not easy to be a health professional. It doesn't matter if you're a psychologist, a doctor, or a dentist. It's not something that it's easy to be honest. I had a problem between 24 and 25. A dentist caused me a problem, and I asked him to give my money back with some inflation correction, because he paid me some problem, and he told me, "No, I won't. I worked, and I'm trying to solve this problem with another professional, and it's not very much money. Maybe I would say 3,000 euros." But I don't know if I received the money back, but I will go to the justice, because it's a kind of let me see. I think it's my right to complain about him, and he's a very at least theoretically, he's been dancing for more than 40 years. He has some titles like master, and he was a post-graduation teacher, professor. And I have some other experience in medicine and in dentistry as well that wasn't a good experience.
Okay. So there we come to ethical questions, and did you have to pay for this in advance, or did you have to pay for this when the treatment was finished?
In my opinion, he was a very good guy to talk, but he's a mercenary. Do you know this word?
A
He's
mercenary,
mercenary.
a person deliberately kills other people, yeah.
No, someone that only work for money. How can I say that?
Oh,
That
okay.
loves money very much.
Well, he was a capitalist. I can't think of the word at the moment, but he's certainly not a mercenary. No.
Capitalist I am as well, but I'm not so eager for money and even to damage people to make money.
No, I can't think of the word.
And for example, she asked an amount to start the treatment, and he told me, if you don't need an invoice, a document, how much you are paying me, I will give you a discount. And he gave me, I know that is not something honest, but I wouldn't have It's something that I not only I always worried about to have some documents and to declare on my income declaration,
Income tax return, yeah.
income tax return. And he received the money, and in my opinion, he postponed the started of the treatment. But and in this gap, I have to pay another amount of money monthly. Maybe he's on the same age as mine,
As me,
64,
so.
65. And in certain moment, I thought that maybe according to his experience and according to the decision he took, maybe he is not in daily mental skills to continue work because I stopped the work as a dentist, general practitioners, because I wasn't a specialist. And according to myself, he made some mistakes. And maybe it's past the appropriate time to stop.
Okay. Here's a thought, Isma. So we started our discussion on you questioning the existence of God. And I keep saying that is a very personal decision. Everybody has to make that decision for themselves. And then we continued to discuss certain aspects of your life. And out of this, I read that you have a a critical view of people. Let's frame it that way. Now, I remember 6, 7 years ago, I had a very interesting series of conversations with a person who lived just outside of Paris. His name is Olivier. A little bit older than the two of us. And Olivier had a very good friend who lived somewhere in the French countryside, about an hour or two from Paris. And he loved animals. And at one point, I asked Olivier, I said, tell me, why is this person so obsessed with animals? And Olivier said that his friend had so many bad experiences with humans that the only way he could keep some sanity and some belief in life was to spend more time with animals. And so he had a farm. He had several sheep. I think he had some pets at home. And his daily interaction with animals gave him far greater pleasure than any interaction with human beings beyond the ordinary everyday situation where you go to a shop or something like that, and you have some close friends who understand this situation. Then you can link this back to the question of existence of God, and Olivier's friend could say, I have bad experiences with humans, therefore, my belief in God and my experiences showed me a different path, and then I followed that path, and I am happy because my interaction with humans is reduced to the minimum, and my happiness comes from my interaction with the sheep on my farm and the animals on my farm and whatever else. That is a different way of looking at life and the life that we have on this planet. But again, it was his choice, his path forward. So, does God exist? We don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But it is how you deal with that question personally and for yourself. There you will find the answer, and that answer is personal. More I cannot say.
I suppose that you aren't better in general aspect than any other animals.
I'm sorry.
Firstly, sorry,
Who is better?
we aren't better than any other animals. I think the first thing we think is to survive as a dog or a cat do. But sometimes a dog can damage you more physically, but they don't have a skill to damage another person so much as another person can do.
It depends on the situation. There's a reaction and there is a cause and a reaction. Something happens and then there is a counter reaction. It may be a good counter reaction or a bad counter reaction, but it's a provocation or something happens. So again, it's down to us. If I do something that the dog feels threatened, then the dog will fight back as best and as strongly as it can. It could be fatal for us. Worst case scenario. But again, it is down to our choice of how we do things. You
If
can't
my
blame the dog, you can't blame God, whether he exists or not. It is down to us. It's our choice and how we act.
I think animal not exclusively attacks a person because they are feeling in danger. Sometimes not. Sometimes we can be only food for them. But we, human beings, we can decide if I will damage someone or not.
That is true. Yeah. But again, it is the
And
circumstances.
in general, another human being won't be food for me.
Another human being could be food for you. Yeah. That's a little,
Just
that's
in
a,
some special cases, yeah. If
that's,
I was,
that's a little
if you, I,
extreme.
if I was an indigenous man that lived here in Brazil 5 centuries ago, probably, I don't know. They feed themselves from another human beings like European people. I don't know.
That is an extreme situation, and I think that 99% of humanity, probably 99% of humanity, is somehow taught or has the DNA that we do not do this. We respect that part of humanity more than other parts. Yeah.
I suppose that I ran away the central topic, yeah?
No, you just looked at it from a different perspective. You just gave it a very interesting angle. Yeah, normally talking about God and religion is a topic that people shy away from in these kind of discussions, but it is how you handle it, how you frame it. Yeah, and I'm not afraid of doing that because I never told you what you should do or not do. I always pushed it back to say and said, it is your choice. You must decide.
In a few words, if I have a problem and I can't solve it, no one would solve it for me. Even professional won't do it.
They can help you solve it, but you also have to believe them.
It's not exactly my experience.
That is why I told the story of the animals and Olivier and his friend, because the fundamental problem may actually be somewhere else. But I'm not a psychologist. I'm not going to go into these deep psychological discussions because I'm not qualified to do so. I'm just giving you examples, stories, ideas. At the end of the day, it is your decision. Interesting topic, Isma. I suppose.
I think all topics you bring to us to discuss, I think it's interesting. It's good to think because maybe is one, I wouldn't say the only one, but maybe is one of the moments that I think more in line
Okay, well,
about my our life.
I appreciate the feedback. So we can continue on a variation of this topic next week. I will send you the information. You can prepare yourself, and then we can have another interesting discussion about the things that occupy our lives and that we have time to think about.
Okay.
And maybe that is actually in itself. You can ask yourself the same very question, but shape it to our conversations. Maybe the solution is in our conversations. The very first question that you asked me. I don't know. Good talking to you.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice week.